calm energy.
Yeah, we're fine.
We're all fine.
Everything's okay.
All of us girls and also Barley.
No one's having a bad time.
Nope.
Hey, welcome to Bruce Day Tuesday, episode 584.
We
got the ladies back.
That can just be it. We got the ladies back. 584.
We got Liz and Mary.
Hi.
Suck it, loyal listeners. Tim, I'm so sorry. Don't suck it.
Good luck.
Love you.
Good luck figuring out which of us is which.
Oof. Oof.
Oh, God. Get that Foley. Do we have articles today, Emily?
We do have articles. I don't know if we're going to read the articles.
We don't have to.
We kind of looked at them last time. We got...
Do you have the same ones you did last week?
No, these are new ones. Sam picked them. I haven't looked at them.
I did the worst pour of my
whole
life.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. We'll circle back to you.
It's 60% of my head.
And I did the opposite of
that. You did a really good job, Liz.
We're maybe going to talk about hops reducing waste and... non-alcoholic wine and
paywall. And a paywall.
We can maybe
work
around
that. The
death
of the free internet.
Oh.
Tim Berners-Lee would be rolling in his grave if he was dead. Is he dead?
We have Google to find
out.
I can't believe Tim Berners-Lee would be dead.
He is pretty old the last time I saw him, which was at the British Olympics.
No, he can't possibly be. No, he's 69 years old.
That's nice. Old enough to be dead if he wanted to be. Also nice, yes.
Or Tim Biel, as the kids are calling him.
Timble.
It's going down. We're yelling Timble.
Timble.
That reference
the title
is hot.
Right there.
That reference.
That was hot in 2008.
Yikes. 2014,
so
I think. It was like right after I moved out here.
Oh,
like
I can't drink this until I talk about what it is.
You can. It's fine. Do you want to introduce your beer first?
I'll do it. I'll go for it. So I have... Sam told me you have a bunch of these in your fridge. I have from Jester King in Austin, Texas, their Cool Shit Bloodbath Farmhouse Ale with coffee and beets. 5.5% ABV. And I don't know. I'm not sure how I feel about beets. Okay. I feel okay about beets, but...
It's a pretty color.
It's a pretty pink, yeah. And the head has died down a little bit.
You can't wait to drink it now.
A minute from when I poured it out. 1 second. Tastes pink. I think if you didn't tell me there were beets in it, and I couldn't see it, I wouldn't have no idea there were beets in here.
Yeah.
It kind of just tastes like a sour beer, which I like, with coffee. Is there coffee in here? Maybe at the very end.
Interesting.
If I really look for it.
But. I like every time I have a beer with coffee in it, I just spend the whole time thinking, what time of day are you for, beer?
Still not the morning.
Not the morning.
The beeredness overrides the coffee.
But not late at night. The ones where they just like dump coffee in at the end and you're like, well.
Yeah, well.
I didn't need a caffeinated beer. I'm older than 23 years old. So I cannot have caffeine and alcohol together. I'll die.
Elizabeth. What's your beer?
Yes, I got Don't Go Changin' by Hacienda Beer Co. in Sheboygan. It is a Fest Beer Lager, which I assume stands for a Hefeweizen meets a PBR at 6% ABV.
So Hefeweizen meets a PBR, just like a PBR and another PBR is.
Yeah, it tastes like that. It's just like if two PBRs got married.
If you just look at the word beer in the dictionary.
This is what that tastes like.
See, we're going to be recommending another beer to enemy of the show, Alan.
Would you like to taste
it? Yeah, would you like to taste mine?
Yes,
this is so fun in person. We can taste each other's beers. Oh, see, I like this.
Yeah, that's the most generic beer.
It's really nice.
Yeah, Phil would also
it's
like this.
It's comforting like a blanket.
Yeah, Phil, I will be letting Phil have the other three.
Yeah, yeah.
That is very interesting, and I love it.
Yeah.
Tastes like a goza.
Should we train?
I could kind of want to.
Is that precedented? Emily, can we train?
I don't care.
Here.
Don't go changing, Mary.
Yay. Just you're my jester king.
Just maybe, mention again what you're drinking at the end when you do the ratings, so Sam doesn't lose his mind at me.
Sam's going to be so mad.
So that I don't talk about who I would recommend it to without giving it a numeric.
What's the ABV on this bad boy? Oh, 6. I've upgraded a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. So pace yourself.
Mm-hmm. All right. I have apple cider donuts.
Ooh,
Scotch style ale with apple cider donuts, cinnamon, and vanilla from Little House Brewing Company.
That sounds lovely.
It's 7%.
Do you want a trade?
Do you want just a beer?
I don't want a trade. We do have more of these if you want one. I would offer you a sip, but I have plague rats in my house, by which I mean toddlers.
No,
I don't think I'm sick, but I also can never guarantee.
You already sip it?
I did already sip it.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Fine. We'll be okay.
I've not sipped out of the can. If you want to steal the rest out of the can.
I'm going to sip a little bit.
I'm a little disappointed. It doesn't have, as many of the notes as it indicates that it should have, but it's a good Scotch ale. It's a pretty color. It's a nice dark beer that feels right on this very abruptly chilly day.
Having just stolen a sip of that from you, I thought I was expecting,
donut.
I know.
And it was just like...
They put donuts in it, but...
But then they took them back out.
Yeah.
It's not, unfortunately, a beer-flavored donut, which I think is what I actually wanted.
Yeah. All right.
So do we want to talk about articles? Do we want to talk about things going on in our lives? Do we want to play a game? I didn't prep any games. Please don't pick that
one. Oh, my God. I was going to pick that one. Want to play a game? Yes.
I mean, we can. We just have to come up with a game and the rules in this moment.
Do you want me to describe... My sister's birthday weekend I was at when I went to a sound bath in the desert.
100% yes. That
sounds amazing and...
Yeah. Do you know what a sound bath is?
No.
All right, we'll start there. So, I didn't know what it was until I went to this. So, my
this
sister...
sounds like a cool California
my
thing.
It very much, I think, is. My sister turned 40 over the weekend, so old lady. It's okay, I'll make sure this is a show. So we went, part of her birthday celebration, we went to Joshua Tree for a day or two. But then just outside of Joshua Tree, there's a structure called the Integratron. This will make sense soon. Which is this domed wooden building that somebody, I forgot the dude's name, built in the desert to commune with aliens.
That sounds right.
Because it's very acoustically exciting on the inside. When you're in there, you can stand on one part of the circle and say whatever words you want, and the person exactly opposite of where you're standing in the circle will hear you in their ears, you're whispering to them. And I don't know, we went into this dome and then we laid on these mats on the ground, and then we're gonna do a sound bath, which is basically a guided meditation sort of, but with just sounds and no words. And you know how you can play wine glasses and it's makes weird noises.
There's
a dude in the middle of the room who was just playing bowls, and they're really big. I don't even know how to describe how big.
With a stick.
Just sticks and hands. Yeah. I wasn't watching him because you just lie there with your eyes. Yeah. But yeah, playing these giant bowls. It was very sonically, he was whoa. It's really loud.
Buddhist singing bowls.
Sort of. Yes. Yeah. And I guess
Tibetan singing bowls.
That was supposed to be the sound bath, and it's the waves and the energies and stuff and are moving through you, and it's supposed to do something, I guess, relax you or, make you feel like you're hovering and, whatever. My experience was, I was pretty into it for, 20 minutes, and then I just really had to pee for, the rest of the hour, and I just kept sitting there thinking, how do I not pee? If I get up, I'll ruin this for everybody else. I needed to sit here and not pee, and that was, the rest of my time in the sound bath. But
it feels like a really long time to do a thing where you're just laying on the floor. I would 100% fall asleep.
They said that happens, and that's fine. They said the one thing they don't want to happen is someone to be snoring, because then it, as you can imagine, it ruins the sonic experience for the person symmetrically opposite you in the dome. So they were if anyone next to you is snoring, please, give them a shake, wake them up. It's fine. But the beginning of the sound bath, before the guy started playing the bowl, he's like, let me give you a little history of the Integratron. I'm like, okay. But then it quickly devolved into and this is where the guy would come talk to the aliens from Venus, once a year, and blah, blah, blah. And this is where all these ley lines intersect and all these energies and stuff. And we're just like, oh no, this veered very quickly into alien woo-woo.
I love nonsense. That your science sister chose yeah. to do hippy dippy nonsense for her birthday.
She likes unique experiences. I don't think she like wanted to do woo woo stuff, but we did have she did have an alien themed party, so that was like a big part of it.
Was Tom DeLonge present for the sound bath with the aliens?
Is he the guy with the hair, the aliens?
No,
guy?
he's the guy from Blink 182 who is, funds a lot of alien research.
He was not there as far as I know. I mean, to be fair, I was lying with my eyes closed. He could have walked in late and been there and left, and I would have no idea. Not a clue. So that was my big thing that I did. We did a lot of other stuff, but that was like the most
incredible,
like, unique, interesting part. Oh, yeah, and also a lot of her friends are like, they're all really delightful, but, you know, they're really kind of, some of them are like woo-woo. They're doing, like, tarot card readings in the house and stuff, which is fun. I can talk about that, too, if you want. But even then, when the guys started talking about, like, aliens, they're like, this is a little much.
I'm hippie, but, like, not that.
Not that hippie. Not, like, alien hippie.
I'm not, like, desert hippie. I'm more of an urban hippie.
Yeah, but Integratron, if you want a delightful, unique desert experience.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah, I was trying to describe this to my coworkers, and they were all like, are you just doing peyote in a tent in the desert? And I was like, I don't think that's what it is. And it was not that. It was sounds. That's my content.
That's amazing.
The end.
Incredible.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Kay.
Okay. Happy birthday, Kay. One-time episode participant.
Bruce Day Tuesday beer mile finisher, I think is what you mean to say.
Correct. Mm. So are we, all of us.
I came in second to Sam.
I think we came in last.
Yeah, we did poorly.
I'm pretty sure.
I think we lost to Kay, who did it with a broken leg.
Yeah.
Mm, that makes sense.
But we had a good time.
Well, messed up ankle. I think she actually broke her leg, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair.
Still, I think we literally walked the whole time, but it was a delight.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we spent, like, 2.5 hours drinking and then, like, 20 minutes walking.
We did a nice little walk, and then we come back and sit in your lovely yard chairs and then have a beer and do another little walk.
Mm-hmm.
That was great.
Good times.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of good times, what are all these articles about? We should have a non-alcoholic wine.
The best of... This is from punchdrink.com. Europe's latest natural wine, darling, is N.A.?
Is this Sam's attempt to find wine news?
Yes. He is trying to push us to talk about wine, despite the fact that none of us are drinking wine.
Well, this is the most like a wine of any of them.
It is probably true.
I think the last time I had a wine, it was non-alcoholic wine, to be fair.
No.
Non-alcoholic wine seems like a weird middle ground of... It's not juice, but juice is probably better.
What am I reading about? Le Antidote has become the non-alcoholic wine of choice. A frequent sight on tables across Paris, Copenhagen, London.
Wow.
Why did not do an Oxford, like, and there? What is, that's a weird list. When they asked the creator of the wine what inspired the creation, his answer was simple. I found it a compelling thought to blend the juice with the native flora. This guy sounds really boring.
He also wanted to give it to his kids.
So he's making kid wine.
Yeah.
But, wine for babies.
Hey, dogs.
Pups.
Mm-mm.
We're talking about kid wine.
I don't understand why he didn't just give his children Welch's sparkling grape juice.
Because then he could give them little, like, cute wine glasses with, like, N.A. wine in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you can't put grape juice in one
there
of those.
You can.
There is something that already exists in South America and Mexico called grape sangria. And it is literally a non-alcoholic fizzy sangria, and it's amazing.
That sounds like an absolute delight.
It's so good. You can find it at all Mexican grocery stores and in the, like, Mexican aisle of the grocery store, and it is amazing.
They had it at Woodman's?
Oh, for sure they do. Yeah. You can get it in 2 liters or, like, little individual cans, glass bottles.
I thought you were going to say bigger than 2 liters. I was like, yeah, give me that.
It's so good. 4 liter. It's actually made by Faygo. It comes in a 3 liter.
I mean, I don't know. I've never heard of this.
No, it's super good. Do recommend. But that is what I would give kids if you wanted to give them a wine-like drink.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy does sound boring, so.
I feel like, why'd you make N.A. wine? I wanted to blend some stuff together. Okay, but you could have done that with normal wine.
I also will be honest. I don't know what Gamay is.
I don't know what any of this is.
There's So many more words in this.
There's so many words
just,
in this.
It just can't. Yeah. You can't find it in the U.S., so we will not
try it
unless we have someone, you know, have a correspondent go to Europe.
Will this podcast pay for me to go to Europe?
This podcast won't pay
for anything.
We don't even get the, like, ad revenue from the website that is just, like, a Squarespace website.
It's a WordPress website.
It is a WordPress. You're right.
Even worse.
There's money that comes to the website, and I think it still goes to Theo, who set up the website for us. Thank you, Theo.
Amazing. Gamay is a grape variety, red grape variety, but it is known as the Gamay version of a root beer.
Oh.
Fascinating.
What was that type of wine we were drinking the other day? Is it free? Like, F-R-E yes. with one E?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That was fine. You can find that in the States.
At the grocery store, at Target.
I don't think a European person made it for their children, so.
Mm-hmm.
It's very popular among pregnant women. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that from having been on pregnancy forums. Everyone talks about how good free wine is.
It was fine when I had it. I mean, to be fair, I think most wine is, like, fine.
Yeah. I don't know enough about wine to know if it would be good. I should drink non-alcoholic wine, probably, because I probably couldn't distinguish it from regular wine, and, mm-hmm. and it must be better for you.
You can also drink water.
I don't know.
Are you not drinking water?
I'm a millennial. Of course I'm not drinking water.
So you should be drinking water now. No, none of us drunk. None of us drank water earlier in our lives.
Yeah. I should be drinking water now. You're correct. But mm-hmm. am I?
I grew up on Kool-Aid, and so if it doesn't have a flavor, I don't want to drink it.
Yeah, this actually came up when I was hanging out with Kate for her birthday. We were like, do you remember, like, drinking water, like, when we were young? And I was like, I think I drank a lot of milk and, like, Sunny D and, like, I guess soda.
Hose water, for sure.
Hose water, def.
Inside water, less
Ew.
So.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We turned out okay, I think.
We're fine. I mean... I don't know if I am.
I don't think the lack of water is my problem.
Yeah, I think it's my increase of saturated fats. Is my current. Do you guys want to talk about our newest millennial health issues? Because I got a couple. Is that good content?
I love that.
I'm not sure.
My knees.
Your knees?
Oh, my
is that
goodness.
A big one?
I'm doing a couch to 5K.
Why?
I used to be a very proficient runner. And, I am no longer, but, my knees, like, really hurt now in a way that they did not 5 to 7 years ago.
Oh, man.
So. Yeah, I would like to get back into running, but who's got the time?
You definitely don't.
It only takes 30 minutes a day, but also if you don't have
three babies. I don't have 30 minutes a day. That's 30 minutes of sleep out of, 6 hours on a good night. That's not true, usually.
You know what kind of working out you could do? It's easier on your knees.
Aqua aerobics. Yes. Oh, man. I do love that class.
Emily, we talked to you about aqua aerobics.
I feel like I've heard a little bit about aqua aerobics, but...
It's a delight.
It is so fun.
It's pretty much everything you think about stereotypically of, like, isn't that just, like, old ladies kind of wiggling in a pool? Yes.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Extremely fun. Also, I'm there now sometimes.
Yeah.
I feel like you always see the meme of, like, white women will do anything but actual exercise. But then they put it over a video of, like, a bungee fitness class, and I've never wanted to do anything more than I want to do a bungee fitness class.
I've literally seen that same video you're talking about, and I don't think that exists in Madison.
It does
but we
not.
Have
it
to
doesn't?
Find it.
I believe it
yet.
Does exist in Milwaukee. I looked into it
an hour and
once.
A half to go bungee fitness?
Yeah.
It does look very
I would
fun.
Honestly do that.
I've looked into it and was like, that's too far to drive for a class that I quite frankly would be embarrassed to admit going to, but it seems so fun.
I would totally go.
It does look very
Why
fun.
Why do men think that you have to hate yourself when you exercise?
Because they hate themselves all the time. I'm pretty sure. I have been trying to do more real exercise too and like doing weight stuff and whatever at the gym. And that's pretty fun because everyone's generally really nice about it.
They are so nice.
The fun way is to find the one other lady who's also using the weights and then you guys team up to kick the boys off of the benches that they're not using. Men love to sit on weight benches and scroll their phones, and it's really annoying
when
they're trying to use the weight benches for weights.
That technically, there's like an enormous amount of rest that you're supposed to add in between sets so that you can actually come back to each set with your full strength.
But like, do it off the bench, though.
That's fair.
Find
yeah.
a buddy or two and rotate.
That's fair.
Because you could just be sharing one bench, getting all your butt sweats together.
Ooh.
It is like twice as much rest to amount of time actually lifting weights when you go.
Not when
heavy,
I do
though.
It.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not when you use the 10-pound weights.
I did learn that
yeah,
when
I do not go very heavy.
Yeah. When I was actually like serious about this last winter, I was like, wow, I have to rest for like 2 minutes after each 30-second set.
How heavy were you? Were you like doing like bench?
I was doing.
Like, what were you doing?
I would mostly. I am not, like, giftedly strong in my upper body like
yet.
All women, but I would do a lot of squats, and so you do need to rest to get your heart rate down between squats.
I like to just sit on the bench and then do the thing where you reach up and you pull the bar down.
Oh, yes.
And then you're like, huh, but I do it, like 40 pounds, because I'm just like, I can't. And then the dude will get on next to me just go, ka-chunk, and
oh,
put it down
goodness.
To, like, 200.
So
but he
crazy.
Looks like he's having less fun than I am.
He
so.
Does, yeah. Yeah, I would, when I was doing, like, chest, there would always be a guy there. I had my, like, 15 or 20 pounds, and then he would have, like, 110 in each
I know.
Hand. And I'm just like, it's, like, two people that you're just pushing up.
I know. Well, I don't know. One of my friends told me, they were like, look, if you are at the weight zone and you look like you don't go to the weight zone a lot, everyone else just be happy that you're
people
there.
People will have grace for
I'm
you.
Like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very
you
true.
Try.
As long as you're not being a butt about it and just taking up a bunch of space that you don't need.
That's true.
Or,
that's
you know,
true.
Spitting on everything or whatever.
I yeah. have, I would go at weird times, like during the middle of the day, like after school drop off. And so it's like fit moms, retirees, and like random people. And I'm like, what's your story? Like very buff man who is always talking on a Bluetooth like phone call, but like just lifting so much weight or like. There'd be a woman who'd be, like, writhing around on the, on the like, ab thing. And I was like, what is going on here?
Do you see the Princeton Club's got a new machine to specifically work your butt?
No.
It's, like, you stand in it, and then you, like, there's, like,
a
panel behind you, and you, like, push your one leg backwards so it, like, works your quad.
Oh,
really
wow.
good. And it's a lot of, like, you know, hot Instagram babes always
oh,
using
I'm
that
sure,
machine.
I'm sure, yes.
Yeah.
Man.
They know what the people want.
No, they do.
And it's bigger butts.
Oh, yikes.
Emily, do you have a game?
I don't have a game. I mean, we can just pull up threads and find the engagement bait threads
no.
that are out there. I text them to Sam so often because people on threads just like to make people angry.
Oh, I love it.
Ken, do you want to hear my threads muted words and phrases list?
Oof, yes.
You will
I
detect
do
a
want
theme
that.
Really fast. Let me find it. One second.
I do have a question for both of you after this.
Okay. Is it insecurity? Oh my god, where is it? It's not there. Talk about your thing while
okay.
I find this.
So Phil introduced me to a concept that I realized that I'm intimately aware of because this happens to me all the time, but I did not have a name for it, and it is, I believe, nerd sniping.
Interesting.
Yes.
Tell me more.
Okay, so this is where apparently they use it a lot in the tech world of where Phil works with developers, but people will enter into like Slack channels and be like, trying to nerd snipe, like, here's something I don't like, or I have a problem with this. And so it's basically presenting, like, an issue, but you're hoping to get people who are very passionate about that area to, like, help do the work. And so you're, like, preying upon their passion, effectively.
Or, like, their anxiety.
They're either their anxiety or the fact that they care very much about that thing. And so they're, like, this is all the momentum, or, like, this pushes me over the edge to, like, make the fix because now I know somebody else cares about it, too.
Hmm.
I am constantly nerd-sniped with gardening, I have realized.
Oops. As someone with a Liz designed garden, I feel like maybe I have done that to you.
Yeah, and the topic of singleness and making sure single people feel like full, like, members.
You're very married.
I know, yes, but, like, I care about, like, single people feeling like part of society. So those two things I feel like I am constantly getting nerd sniped on, but I'm interested if either of you have something where someone could easily nerd snipe you.
I just don't think I'm that cool or passionate about things, but I am probably wrong. I don't know.
Is there anything that you see on mommy blogs that you're just, like, incensed with rage? Because it could be, like, passive nerd sniping. It's like...
Yeah, I mean, I think the problem is I don't talk to strangers on the internet because I'm scared of them.
Smart.
There are many things that I see on the internet that I'm like, you're incredibly wrong, but I can't, I just can't explain to you why that's the case.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think. I don't even know now. I feel like always, there's always something that, like, does get me going, or I'm like, actually, I have a lot of thoughts about this, but, like, off the dome, I can't think of it. I mean, like, you know, I think D&D comes up a lot, because I tend to be the only person who D&Ds in a lot of my friend circles.
Yeah.
So people are always like, what's that like? Like, do you, like, what is it? How do you... Can I play? And I'm like, no, I don't
want to play. I do feel like a friend of the show, Zach, is probably the easiest person to nerd snipe.
Oh my god, yeah.
He has so many passion.
Yeah, about
so
that.
Many passion areas.
Really good. Oh my god. I feel like there was something else where I was like, I really know a lot about this, and now I can't. I'll think of it later. But do you want... Okay, I found my phrases that I've blocked on Threads. Are you ready?
Yes.
We'll detect a theme really fast. Air hostess... Airline, ooh, airport, aisle seat, boarding, crowded flight, extra leg room, flight attendant, twice, spelled with an A and an E at the end, kids on planes, middle seat, my flight, window seat.
Oh.
Yep. The amount of garbage content I was getting, that was just like, I went on a plane, and I wanted a different seat than what I had, and I couldn't get it, was just like, making me want to melt, like, top to bottom. Yeah, yeah. I was like, I can't handle it. Being on an airplane, I hate it as much as everyone else. Probably more than
it's
a lot of
enjoyable.
People. And it's just like, I get it. I don't need to also hear about all of your drama. So every time, they'll still sneak through. Like, I'll get threads about plane airport drama, and I have to find more phrases to block. That's where flight hostess came from. I was like, ooh, look at you, calling them a hostess instead of an attendant. Gotta delete that now. So it's a nightmare.
That's rough. I see those, and as someone who now has children, every time I'm just like, but just let the family sit together. Do you want to sit next to an unattended 4-year-old?
No,
I don't
want
to sit next to an unattended 4-year-old. I don't want to sit next to my 4-year-old.
I think the problem
is... It's fine. She'll watch Moana.
I think the problem is the airlines are the enemy of everybody, and we're all mad at the other passengers, and that's not who we should be mad at.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, hi.
No, this is a systemic issue. It is not a people issue.
No.
I think it's a little of both, but it's mostly a systemic issue.
I have Citra.
Yep.
Hello.
She's very excited to see you.
I'm very excited to see her.
Don't worry. I'm just going to do a weird little squat in this chair so that my legs are not where the dog needs to be.
Aw. Can I get rid of the dog?
No.
She's
being
trying
quiet.
To put her tongue in my mouth.
She is doing that. If you want to get rid of the dog, please do.
Never.
A lot.
Never.
I know. We gave her a bath a couple weeks ago, and she's still so much softer than she used to be.
Wow.
It's delightful.
She is really soft.
Yeah.
Good lady.
Like a jazz.
Headphones. Oops. Headphones.
Oops. Should we do another article?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I don't want to talk about France getting rid of vineyards. So we're going to talk about this German startup uses hops to reduce waste from beer and construction. This is from fastcompany.com. Mm-hmm. It claims to be a 3-minute read. We'll see. Fastcompany.com. That's so many words to read in 3 minutes.
It's like, it's more than 8.
It's fine.
2 students are in Munich. And they decided to do some sustainable stuff with beer parts. Yeah.
They are putting used hops into something.
Wait, can we talk about, they have a startup called Hopfun.
Hopfun.
On play on Hopfen, the German word for hops.
That's cute.
Hopfun.
But I don't really understand what the pun is.
Is it on? The O-N is capitalized as a Hopfun. So it's like, as opposed to like hop. Off, which is not sustainable.
Hop off.
Hop off, girl.
Limiting the need for finite resources through hops-made products.
Pops made products.
What products?
They purify the stuff.
They use binding agents already in the plant to turn it into acoustic panels, thermal insulation, building boards.
Those things.
All right.
Building materials.
That sounds cool.
That seems fine. Good job.
Yeah. Man, now I just feel old.
Why?
Because I couldn't have done this as a student. I mean,
you probably could have.
I probably could have if I had studied anything that were useful instead of...
Sustainability wasn't cool when we were in college.
English. Yeah, we made fun of the environmental studies majors.
Wow, cool.
I also think the three of us are real poster children for, I think, a real trend when we were coming through high school of, like, follow your dream, study what you love.
Are you telling me this because I was a medieval literature major?
I'm saying that because all of us, I think, represent English majors here. Yep, I was linguistics, you were...
creative writing.
And you were medieval literature.
And Renaissance that a little bit.
That fine intersection of history and literature.
And look, I dipped into Milton, I got a little Renaissance in there.
But I will say that... those people, I think now, either people aren't doing college or they are doing, like, business or engineering.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We do chant at our two daughters frequently, just women trade in STEM. School. Women in STEM. Or trade school. We have told them.
Electricians make more money.
You want me to be like, a plumber? You can be
to
a plumber.
To be a dentist.
Do you see this art?
A dentist.
Wouldn't
dentists
you like to make this?
Dentists have a weirdly high suicide rate.
They do.
Yeah, but they do apparently.
Also vets.
They do apparently have the best, like,
teeth.
Pay to, like, work-life balance
ratio.
Well,
because the dentists, right, just, like, roll in after the hygienist has done all the work, and they just go, cool chompers, and then they peace out.
Yes.
And it's like, what?
Yeah.
That's cool.
But also, I have heard people saying now STEAM, which I think is just STEM with the arts.
Yep.
Like fine arts.
Stop it.
Specifically fine arts, not creative writing.
No, no. First of all, creative writing's a very fine art.
Yes.
It's fine.
Phil is like, are they just saying everything but the humanities?
You can't. I'm going to sound like a boomer right now. You can't just add art to the science and math stuff.
But I think they're trying to because design is such a, like, and design, both graphic and, like, industrial are so big in tech. So they're like, let's bring the artists in here, but not the English majors, nobody in history.
No one that knows how to write words.
Get out of here, anthropology, we don't care.
Yeah, we got AI for words now. We don't need people for that.
We don't need kids. We just need your ability to draw a building.
I can do that. Just need a ruler. You didn't say good building.
I did.
It's just rectangles.
Oh, so, man. Yes, art has now been added into STEM in a way that excludes only us, really.
That's pretty cool.
That's fine. We probably should be excluded.
I don't know how to draw, so that's fair. Man.
Sorry to be a bummer.
It's a huge bummer. I'm getting nerd-stiped about how science and art aren't the same thing.
I feel like I want Kay's opinion on this. You should ask her and report back.
I don't know. Oh my gosh, I went to one of her chemistry lectures while I was in California, too. That was a delight. Did you ever get to watch somebody work who's, like, doing their, like, perfect dream job, and it's just like, holy mackerel, that is incredible.
Every time I hear people, I went to a philosophy lecture at the university, like, at Upper House the other day, and I was like, wow, it's so amazing to, like, hear people, like, in their element, like, talking about, like, their beautiful, like, dream.
She's so smart. She's so good with her students. I creepily got to sit in during her office hours because she had to do that before her lecture. And then she's just, like, so kind and understanding to her students. And I, like, peeped over her cubicle, like, you're so good with your students. And she was like, you weren't supposed to listen to me. And I was like, I did. So, just incredible.
Yes. Yeah. People are so talented.
People are so talented. Not me, other people.
No, you also are so talented.
Ooh. I was fishing for that. I nerd-sniped you.
No!
Yeah, I was like, give me a compliment.
Oh, yeah. when ladies don't see how good they are, that's also nerd-sniping for me.
To be fair, the annual security and privacy training went out, which Mary famously narrates every year, and I got the email that I had to do it, and immediately... Team Sam. It's my favorite day of the year.
He sent me a screenshot of that text and I messaged him. I was like, yes, it is.
Yeah, it's a delight hearing you.
Thank you.
I do feel like the animation style has gotten weird and they did you a little dirty with the...
They used the same one they did last year, yeah. And it's not my favorite one.
I remember looking at it last year.
When I was doing the recording, and I was like, what's the theme going to be this year? They're like, oh, we aren't changing it. Because we added, like, a lot of new content.
Yeah.
So they just, like, you know, the very nice e-learning team was like, we just don't have, like, the bandwidth to add all this content and, like, completely redo the graphics. And I was like, that's fair. But, yeah, not my favorite.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to Pixel Mary. That
Pixel
was
Mary
one.
Was great.
I liked the weird, like, meaningful use stick figure that I feel like happened. But maybe that was just a dream I had.
That was not me. That was
I really Sasha. Thought, like, the first year that it was similar to that theme. But I,
maybe.
Again, might have just dreamed it.
Maybe. I don't remember. I remember was that I don't think I did. I don't think I used to have an avatar in it, and then I got like a little Pixel Mary that was an absolute delight, and then I got what I play they call like storybook art Mary
yeah,
that has like freckles and like really big hair, and I'm like my hair's not that big.
It's not.
They got
some
thick
hair.
They got the paleness right though. I'll tell you what, nailed that.
Yeah.
It's like Snow White with big hair.
Apparently she was less pale originally, and then
like,
the lady from the e-learning team was like, we need to
make her paler up a little bit.
That's rough, but also...
That's rough, also accurate.
Liz, I know we talked to you last week. Have you had any exciting adventures, or just anything in general you want to talk about? Do you want to pull up threads and see what you want to yell about?
What
oh,
are your
man.
Words and phrases on
no, man. Well, no, I don't. So I have... I am working on this process of simplicity and directly addressing things in my life that take way too much of my time and cause anxiety, like being on my phone.
Oh, yeah.
So I have removed pretty much everything from my phone. I don't have email on my phone. I don't have Slack on my phone. I have nothing on my phone. And that has been really helpful. And then I've also been trying to take one day a week where I just read and be outside and basically try not to do anything with media, TV, or otherwise.
Amazing.
And that, I think, has really improved my quality of life.
That's good.
Yeah, that sounds like it'd be real good for your brain.
Super good for your brain, yeah. And just, also, I try to spend, like, 10 minutes just, like, sitting in silence and, like, going the speed limit and not rushing around. All of those things combined, I think, have made me a less mean person.
It does feel like a lot of time alone with your thoughts, though, and I don't
yes,
love that idea.
Yeah, but I do find that it's like the idea of, like, running from your enemy or facing them. Did you guys ever read those, like, Choose Your Own Adventure books?
Yes.
Yeah, so you're, like, in the woods, and it's, like, you hear something crashing through the woods behind
right,
you.
Died so many
run
times
away
in those books.
Or turn around and face it. This is... Like, my normal 4 years choice was run away.
That's how you live in those
yes,
books.
Yes, but now I'm making the choice to turn around and face it. Surprisingly. It's like a mouse is usually the thing that is coming out of
the
woods.
Are you telling me I shouldn't take life advice from Choose Your Own Adventure?
Yes, 100%.
Like
yeah, but yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Because I also feel like some of those were from the 70s, and so,
maybe.
Like... Would not advise much life advice from the 70s.
Every one of those, I was like, it was like a desert adventure, and I definitely died because like a king cobra like bit me in a pit or something.
Ooh.
And I was like, well, done with that book.
Yeah. I would just like go back and like redo.
No, you get one shot.
It's like one and done for you.
Yeah.
Read 4% of this book, got killed.
Died.
Died of dysentery.
Feels like cheating. Go back to the beginning. Because now I know. Yeah.
Love it. Yeah, that's my life. Just like
that sounds nice.
A lot of silence.
Yeah, that sounds delightful. I always feel like I should like read more and, you know, be on the internet less, but someone in our family has to be chronically online. But more importantly, I do a lot of things in the dark these days, so
like emotionally?
No. Just,
just
like
literally.
I spend a lot of time sitting in the dark trying to get children to go
that's
to
fair.
Sleep.
That's totally fair.
And I can't just sit in silence and I can only sing the same lullabies
that's
so
fair.
Many times before I have to be like, mm-mm, mm-mm, you just get me sitting in silence and I will be on threads.
Yes.
The worst place for me.
Please don't be on Threads so much. It's so bad. Every time I go on Threads, I feel myself becoming a worse person. Mm. Like, I get so angry at people's troubles.
You don't have to be on car seat Threads. Oh, boy, do you not want to be on car seat Threads.
Mm. Oh, boy. I don't. Should I pre-mute car seat?
I mean, if you don't ever plan to put a child in a car seat, you're probably fine.
You'll know.
But, oh, man, I don't even remember the acronym, CPT, car seat technicians, people who, like, went to one class about how to install car seats and now think that they're better than everyone. If you post a picture of a kid in a car seat, doesn't matter if, like, the car seat is clearly, like,
fine
on the ground, not in a car, and the child is not being transported in it.
They'll be like, oh, that kid's gonna die.
It looks like the shoulder straps are a little loose. The chest clip should be at armpit height. It's rough. It's rough.
Look.
They must correct something. Not one person can put their child in a car seat correctly, according to a car seat technician.
I rolled
whose
around.
Acronym I can't remember.
I rolled around the back seat of an Astro van for a long time, and I'm fine.
My parents had like a Pontiac station wagon where we sat backwards.
I love those.
And only had a lap belt, and we were fine.
We're fine. Just don't crash your car. It'll be fine.
I do someday want to ask one of them, if you have a very old car that has one of the rear-facing rows in it, and you have to put your children back there, do you make them rear-face? How do you rear-face in a rear-facing seat? Do they face into the seat? How does it work?
I think you just throw them in there loose. Yeah, I'm not a parent.
You just piled them in. Like they did in
crate
the 60s.
Them in the trunk like a dog.
I think probably what I need to mute on Threads is extended rear facing. I think that would fix a lot of my problems.
Mm-hmm. What else is going on?
I do nothing. I don't do anything fun anymore. I'm sorry.
I mean, all I do is edit Mystery D8 podcast episodes, and I don't think anyone listens to them except Sam.
Amazing.
It's like a friendship gift I'm giving to him with all of my extra time.
Love it.
I can tell you he appreciates it.
I like when he updates the wiki. I think that's nice. We have a good back and forth appreciation going on where I'm like, hey, you did a typo in this part of the wiki. And he's like, oh my God, you're actually reading the wiki. And I'm like, oh my God, you listened to the episode. Yeah. It's just good. Good friendship.
Incredible. I have a lot of bulbs to plant once the weather cools down. I'm like probably 800 bulbs.
I was going to ask you if I should do some bulbs, but I don't want to nerd snipe you about gardening.
Oh,
so
I am so into being nerd sniped about gardening.
It sounded like you weren't early.
No, I was just, I think my immediate reaction was, I was like, I haven't been nerd sniped. And Phil was like, yes, I've seen you be nerd sniped like 3 times this year. And it's all been gardening related. But it's usually when people are like, oh, like, I'm on the PTO of this middle school and I need help like improving my like second graders community garden. It's like that type of thing where it's like this is like 80 hours of work. So
I have like the tiniest garden.
Yes.
I need like 4 bulbs.
I have so many and you can just come.
If you
pick
have some extras.
Out. Yes, yes, yes. What are you into? Daffodils? Tulips?
I love a daffodil.
Okay. Do you like tulips?
I would tulip.
Okay.
Whatever you have.
Okay, hyacinths. Also
I don't know what
pretty.
Those look like off the top of my head.
Okay, perfect.
My mental image for hyacinth is a flower with a question mark on the top. Like, it's like, what does it look like? I don't know.
So fun.
Definitely picturing hydrangeas.
Yeah.
Different I also plant. Started picturing those, but I'm like, that's not right. That's not right.
Yeah,
different plant.
I'll pull this up for you.
Okay.
Allium, like the little...
Oh,
globe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love
it. I sent you a picture of those.
Yes, you have.
And was like, what is this? And you said allium.
Yes, hyacinths. They're the very good smelling
ones. They're like
ones.
Hydrangeas, but they're tall.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Got it.
Similar.
Tall hydrangeas.
Similar to that. Yeah, love hydrangeas. Yeah, so I will have a little bit of all of those, so I can give you a little sampling.
Yeah, I'll just do some stuff. I don't know.
Do you have any color preferences?
No.
Okay.
Anything
just okay perfect
do you need those will that help if I give you
those? I mean I have like every color so I will just save off some for it.
I mean I just have like a patch of garden that never grows anything so I'm like maybe we'll try a bulb I don't know
you should
yeah
I'm excited for this. All right, more to come on bulbs.
Yeah, we'll have to get you both back on in the spring to talk about the bulb situation.
It's about how often I want to be on the show.
Yeah,
once every 6 months.
Likewise.
Are we done, or do we have more time for more topic?
We have. I mean, we've been talking for, according to Audacity, 50 minutes. So we got time if you want to talk a little bit longer. We can also talk after the show ends if you want to talk about things just, like, life. Not as topics.
Mm.
I'm building a gaming PC.
Ooh.
Yeah. And by building a gaming PC, I mean Chris is building one for me, and I'm buying the pieces, mm-hmm. and he's going to put it together.
That wow.
Sounds like the way to do it.
Sounds like you nerd sniped Chris.
He nerd sniped himself, because I think he got tired of me complaining about my computer, like, running like a potato when I play certain games. Like, oh, I can't do anything. I turn it down to low, and my guy keeps freezing, and he's like, here's a parts list of stuff you could buy to fix this problem. So, oh, man.
You building, like, a good gaming PC, yes. I assume? Not, like, the ones that are just, like, the aesthetic gaming PC, where you're like, why'd you spend $3,000 on that so it glows rainbow?
Girl,
I
it's both. Because
it glows rainbow. Oh,
it's both, Emily.
Yes.
Yes. It's going to... the case is, like, a white metal case, and it has, like, wood slats on the front.
Oof, so
very, like,
yes.
Mid-century modern. Like, mm-hmm. Franklin Wright makes computer games.
Incredible.
I'm pretty jazzed about it. And then there's also... So that so the case is white. Gotta get a white graphics card, mm-hmm. Emily.
Because you're gonna see it? Question mark?
You will. There's a window on the side.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Got white RAM.
Wow. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Those things also have RGBs on them that I can change. But I wasn't going to do rainbow because that wouldn't look good with the wood.
Yeah, that's...
I was thinking a tasteful, like, orange, like a sunset.
Yes.
I feel like you need to change it seasonally.
Orange is really in right
Emily,
now.
Yes. So. I don't know. It's going to be very, seasonally changing. Everything else is boring, though, and just practical.
That's fair.
So. I didn't buy, like, RGB light strips to put on the inside. No, I asked Chris if I should, and he was like, no, and I was like, fine.
You got one of those mechanical keyboards where the keys are circles?
Oh, I found my nerd snipe topic. Oh, so I already have the I have two. I have one in my office, and I have one in my house.
Oh,
do you
want to
know
no.
about different types of switches?
Oh, mechanical no. keyboard? Oh, no.
We found it.
I think this one might also be Phil's nerd snipe topic.
Phil and I have so much in common. It's alarming. You married Dude Mary.
I did marry Dude Mary.
Because there's different levels of clickiness. The squishiness versus clickiness and the keys. Yeah. I waited to get a mechanical keyboard at work until I no longer had an office mate because I didn't want to drive friend Melissa up a wall with, like,
man.
A really clicky
she would have hated that.
She would have been, like, absolutely not. So I have one now and then I have one at home. So I already, the answer to your question is yeah, but I already had it.
Man. So mechanical keyboards, are they, can they be ergonomic or are they truly, like?
I think they can be, but it's not really the point. Because, here we go. The main difference between a mechanical keyboard and, like, your standard run-of-the-mill keyboard is, like, just, like, what the keys push into.
Got it.
The mechanical keyboard is made of, like, independent switches underneath these keys.
Excellent.
So they have, like, the idea is, like,
it's more like a typewriter.
It's more like a typewriter when you type on it. So it feels nice. Also, it can be, for, like, gaming, it's, like, more, like, accurate. I mean, some giant scare quotes on it. Like, accurate and, like, easy to use. Whereas, like, most, like, newer, cheaper keyboards, there's, like, a mesh that goes underneath all
that's
of your
fair.
Keys.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, like, it's more, like, guessing. Like, you hit the S, and it's, like, I think you're hitting the S based on, like, how this mesh is folding down. So it can be kind of, like, sloppy and, like, quote, inaccurate.
I
ever hit a button on a normal keyboard and have it not type the right button? No.
No.
Yeah. But, like, maybe.
Yeah, it could happen.
A professional esports league guy would never use.
That's true.
A normal
keyboard. Well, now I'm going to have to talk to Phil about his opinions. Phil cares a lot about ergonomic keyboards because he doesn't like if his thumb hurts. So...
I love when my thumb hurts.
He was very excitedly showed me this keyboard that literally just looks like this. Yeah, and I'm just like,
I can't handle that.
How does one do this?
Because I feel like I type pretty, like, correctly.
Yeah.
But I can't, I don't think I literally am like, this part's the right hand and this part's the left hand.
Oh,
so
no.
If they were separate,
no.
I don't think I would be able to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess you get used to it, but, like.
Yeah, so more to come on that. We'll check back in the spring.
I'm sure they can make a keyboard that's curved like that as a mechanical keyboard, but I feel like that the curve
that'd be insane.
Would lend itself better to, like, the mesh kind of style of, like, a
for
modern
sure.
keyboard.
Yes.
Yeah. So
we'll see about that one. He's like, it's so expensive, but I love
fits. Oh my god, does he have like a vertical mouse too?
He does, yeah. Like, yeah, he loves the upright mouse.
It's so weird. It's like you're holding a coffee mug.
Yeah, I can't do it. Can't do it. No. So, yeah. I'm like, bring on the carpal tunnel.
I will type like a squirrel until I die.
Carpal tunnel is one of my millennial health issues that you guys didn't want to talk about earlier.
Oh, I'm very into it. That's fine. I know people our age who have had the surgery.
I haven't had that. I just have a brace that I have to wear once in a while when it acts up.
Dang. Like during the day or at night? Because I used to do this at night, and I would have to wear the brace too because my hands would fall asleep.
The T-Rex curls?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Which is apparently an ADHD thing. Yeah. I mean, my mom and brother have it, so who knows? That
makes sense. But.
I don't have carpal tunnel. I did get mommy thumb when Space Prez was born, which is like a weird specific kind of carpal tunnel, specifically from like picking up a baby the wrong way.
Oh, man.
It's real painful. Dang. And it goes away if you stop lifting your baby wrong, but it takes a while, and you get feedback immediately every time you pick up your baby.
Oh, my goodness. That's
my friend Melissa got mommy elbow. Different type of elbow thing, but yeah, same problem.
Yeah.
Same source.
I am very interested, Emily. Do you feel like you have the crazy mom biceps, like the mom strength where it's just like you are able to lift more than I am because you're constantly doing
this? Can you pick us up?
I don't feel like I can. Sam's been doing a lot of the physical and metaphorical heavy lifting.
So Sam has not mom biceps.
Sam's got mom biceps.
Good.
But he's been dealing with the older two while I've been dealing with the baby, who is only like 15, 16 pounds.
That's fair. But so we're probably equivalent on bicep strength, but like Sam is the one to beat.
Yeah, yeah.
There he is. The man, the myth, the legend.
You're welcome to hang out in studio if you would like.
Did he appear because we're supposed to wrap up?
Oh, I meant
now?
You could just sit over here, and I thought you were going upstairs. You're just sitting on the couch.
Wow. Look at this dad over here.
Incredible.
The bar is so high. Are we done?
Yeah, we need to rate these.
I feel like I have to entertain Sam now.
I'm going
to
give this a numeric rating. Should we rate both?
I'm going to just rate this one that I stole from you. Sam, we traded.
We did. first in Bruce 2's history?
Maybe. I don't know if that's true, but it feels like it. I'm going to go first. So I stole from Liz, her Don't Go Changing from Hacienda Beer Co. I couldn't say that right at all. It's, what is this, 6% ABV? And it's just like a beer's beer.
A fest beer lager.
It's a fest beer lager. Store cold, it says on here. It's got a really cute little lumberjack mountain man on it, which I liked. This is just a delightful beer. I had a nice time drinking a very, very run-of-the-mill beer with two of my best lady friends. And Sam's also here now. What would I give this? It's very like, I don't know what a fest beer means, but it definitely is
PBR
is a lager, yes.
I think it's supposed to be an Oktoberfest.
Okay.
That makes sense. That
makes sense. Season. Six. Yeah. Do I have to give this a rating? I give it like a 6.6, because like it's good.
Is there anyone you'd recommend it to?
Not to you.
For
anyone
the show,
but
Alan.
Anyone but Liz, because Liz didn't want it so bad that she let me take it away from her. So, Alan, you can have it. That sounds great. What did you take from me, Liz?
Oh, man. I took Jester King out of Austin, Texas. It's their Cool Ship Bloodbath Farmhouse Ale with coffee and beets. It is 5.5 ABV. It just tastes like a Goza. I love it.
The coffee and the beets like were not there at all.
Yeah, no, I mean maybe the acidity and the sweetness, like maybe that's what I'm getting. But it tastes, I would give it an 8 out of 10 because I really like sours. And I would recommend it to other people who like sours.
Yeah, normally that'd be me.
I know.
I was like not that into it.
Maybe Zach. Maybe I would recommend this one to Zach.
Maybe Jed.
Yes.
Jed likes sours. Talk to Jed in forever. The only thing I still know about him is that he likes sours.
I know that about him too.
Yeah.
Emily.
Yeah, I had a Little House Brewing Company apple cider donuts. I'm not gonna lie, I was a little disappointed by this one. It's a good Scotch ale. The apple cider donut does not come through. Honestly, the cinnamon and vanilla don't really come through. Mm. It's like a nice fall beer if you want something a little different than a pumpkin beer or a stout, I guess. Those are the fall beers. But it promised me big things and it didn't deliver, and I'm kind of sad about that. I would give this a 6.2, and I would recommend it to anyone who wants to kind of overpay for a Scotch ale.
Mm-hmm. Emily, can I be honest with you? Mm. I think you're being too nice.
I probably
What does your heart tell you that this number should be?
No, the thing is, the numbers don't matter. I make them up every time. There's no
scale. I know, but I want you to scale. Be meaner. Unleash your inner demon. It's Halloween time.
The thing is, I like it, because I like a Scotch ale, but it...
Why are you being apologetic?
It didn't do a, it didn't do what it told me it was going to do. I wanted a cider donut Scotch ale, and I got a regular Scotch
ale. Give it a 4.
I don't want to give it a 4. Fine.
It's fine.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'll like this beer less next time, or something. Thank you both for being on. It's been lovely chatting with you. I'm sorry about my hosting
and the
way I'm
here. Sorry, I changed the energy so weird. You're doing a really good job. I love your number.
It's fine. We're doing great. We're all great. It's been lovely talking to both of you. The boys will be back next week, unless Tyler got eaten by a hurricane.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a bunch of them. If you want to nerd snipe us, you can email us at brewstaytuesdaypodcast@gmail.com, or you can comment on our links at brewstuesday.com. There's more outro stuff, but...
That's pretty much it, I think.
Yes. Don't let the bastards keep you down. We'll talk to you next time Tyler goes on an extended vacation. The boys will talk to you sooner. Mary will talk to you sooner.
Sometime.
Sam and Tyler like her.
We'll talk to you in 6 months. A year, maybe.
We'll talk bulbs in April.
Yes. All right. We'll get you back on in April for Bulb Talk. Brewsday Tuesday presents Wednesday. Wednesday presents Bulbs.
Bulbsday Tuesday.
Bulbs.
We gotta end this before it gets weirder. Bye.
Bye. You have to say bye, Liz.
Bye.
Here comes a beer. Catch all your tears. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. Here comes a shot. Lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy, forget about your problem. This one's on me, fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine, you feel better.
Not calamity.
Bulbsday Tuesday.
Bulbsday Thursday. What is happening? That's one of the like Easter days. They don't really talk about
Bulbsday.
Bulbsday Wednesday, right before Monday.
Monday Tuesday, Thursday.
Bulbsday Wednesday.